Portugal has decided to become the test bed for vaccine ID cards in Europe. Portugal, as a reminder, was one of the first to have COVID vaccine cards digitally that they did use to restrict movement during the pandemic. So why have they agreed to do this? Have they not learned their lesson? Well, joining me to discuss this from Portugal is Alexandre Guerreiro. He is a Portuguese citizen and a political scientist who has been following this. So thank you for joining me. I want to ask you, why would Portugal do this, and what is the worst case scenario that we might see for these vaccine ID cards used to restrict freedom and movement?
So first, hello everyone. It's always a pleasure to join you here on The Redacted for me and to start answering your question. Well, basically, Portugal always likes to be the best pupil in the class. It has been always like this for years, for decades, and since we joined the European Union, it has been just like that. No one asks about the reasons why some specific measure is being implemented. We just like to come ourselves ahead and show everyone that we want to be the first on everything. And we want to go even far than everybody else are expecting us to go. So this is basically how Portugal behaves within the European Union sphere. Concerning specifically this kind of the European vaccination card, this is no exception, especially because according to the official registers, what I've seen is that since 2018, that Portugal has already demonstrated willingness on participating on this project that was about to be implemented. However, the pandemic just created the opportunity to bring into force and to reality all this European vaccination card, which is funny to a certain extent, of course, and I'm being sarcastic, because the politicians within the European Union sphere, they say that European vaccination card is, and I start quote, designed to empower individuals by giving control over their vaccination data, thus facilitating the management, review, and sharing of their vaccination records as needed. But let me put things in a way quite clear. We already have this in Portugal. We don't need this European vaccination card. We have something called e-bulletin. I have it. For example, I can get it on my download it as an app on my mobile phone, and I can have access to it through the official app of the national health system. So we don't need this. And it's funny because they always insist that they are empowering individuals. And this is, to a certain extent, a way of trying to convince people that we hold the power and control over our lives. And that's not true. When they insist, that's because they are trying to convince us and persuade us to believe that that is true.
So, having lived in Portugal now for 5 years, it struck me how certain advancements in technology that we have in the United States, we did not have in Portugal. But when it came to government tracking of every euro spent, every cent, every bit on your NIF, your taxpayer ID, every bit of your health records, for whatever reason, Portugal is super advanced when it comes to those things and behind in some other technology. Doesn't that strike you as funny? And does anyone else sort of say, hey, you know, we don't like this government tracking? Is there a voice inside the country that is speaking against this?
Sadly, there aren't much voices, at least, that can speak to everyone, to a large audience, besides some specific political movements or even some political parties. For example, presently, we only have Chega Party, who has a huge voice in the parliament. However, this party has been neglecting and forgetting about this issue, which should be discussed. I'm not saying that we should at least just deny or reject every kind of measure, but we should discuss it. Let people decide if on their perspective of the people, this is an advantage or a disadvantage for the people. And I don't see anyone complaining about this, besides some specific and with small voices, political movements. Everybody seems to be afraid of getting into some kind of trap that usually the media is very good developing it and trying to point the finger, saying that they are being extremists and that are not trying to participate on measures to bring safety to the people. And I want to remind once again that this alleged European vaccination card was created, is going to be implemented next month, but this is supposed to do something that we already have. And they are trying to tell us that thanks to this app, we can be empowered and we can have enough control over our lives. We don't have it this time presently. Is that what they are trying to say? That's false. I have all my vaccination registration and records since I was born. Everybody has it. If you want to schedule an appointment to any kind of vaccine that you want to have, you can just do it through your Centro de Saúde or through your healthcare center. So what is this all about? This is only to share all our data or our not only vaccination records, but also aspects related with our health aspects to a lot of different countries, because this will be centralized. And according to the official information, the WHO holds a global digital health certification network that was created last year, and they will have the ability to monitor all the information that all the countries participating on this project will provide to the server. So this is far more than just empower individuals to schedule appointments to go to vaccines. It doesn't make sense, and it's just a matter of sharing with everyone our information and our personal information.
But there is a voice, there is a sentiment inside Portugal against restricting liberty due to pandemic measures. I only know this because I saw it in graffiti in Quiscaix. There was graffiti in a lot of different places that said COVID foi uma mentira, which means COVID was a lie. So is it only graffiti artists who are speaking out against that, and the rest of us are just like, well, okay, let's do it?
And probably because that graffiti artist, he was able to get anonymous and continue to be anonymous. Probably that's why he did it. Because right. A lot of people in the media, they are very professionals on this, to point the fingers and saying, we are extremists, we are radicals, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be put aside from the general population. So if everybody dares, or anyone dares to contest and to contradict these measures, at least to discuss them, I'm not even saying to reject them, but to discuss them, then we have a problem, which is the media and a lot of influential bodies in this country, they go straight to put that person on a corner and to make that person separate from other people. Saying that,
but this is what Portugal suffered in the 60s and 70s with the secret police telling on your neighbors, right? So someone feels this way, we don't know who, and we're afraid to say it. Haven't we been here before? Is there a lesson here?
And it works quite effective, you know, because as you have seen, and you're an ex-network social media user, you can see people trying to build or to develop some kind of wall of shame about people who dare to have a voice, a loud voice on all these matters. They rapidly built some kind of posts and tweets, and then they spread it, they share them, saying that this person is a denier, this is a vax denier, this person has nothing to do and wants to have nothing to do with this. And then a lot of people start to spread this kind of information. It's very tricky, especially because of social networks that work in a quite effective way. And this gets easily into the political institutions. In the end, what they are trying to build here is the people who don't want to participate on these kind of projects and don't want to have vaccination, not only for COVID, but for any other purposes, they shall not be allowed, for example, not only to travel, but to not have access to specific services. And this is what should worry people a lot, because if all this information is spread worldwide, then you can have different governments from many other countries saying and restricting, limiting fundamental rights on people who just decide to have a voice on this aspect. And there are some kind of, like I said, a hall of shame or wall of shame, where these names are put and are fastly spread even to official institutions like the National Health Directorate that we have here in Portugal. They know about the people who usually are loud against these kind of measures.
And have what authority to do what? Just watch them?
Absolutely. Just to watch and monitor their activity, and then to work along with intelligence services to see if they want or not to pursue some kind of extremist or violent agendas. But these people get into a database as considered and labeled as being extremists because they are, according to the official ideology, denials. They are in denial about all the things that usually they just want to ask why, how, and when. Easy questions that any journalist should do, and presently it's not doing.
I mean, this is shockingly like the Salazar era and the secret police. So, okay, we're doing that again. All right. Well, we will watch this and see what happens. I guess you and I will be labeled by SNS as extremists for asking questions at this point. So keep in touch with us. Let us. Yeah. And let us know what happens. Okay. Thank you so much. So you can follow Alejandro Guerrero. It's Alejandro Guerrero PT on YouTube, his excellent channel, which is in Portuguese, and you can watch in subtitles or on X as well. Thanks again for your time.
It's a pleasure.